Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God called Abraham out of the land of Haran to go to Canaan. Along the way, he told Abraham that he would make of him a great nation, and he made a covenant with Abraham's seed. Abraham was blessed with two sons, whom he named Ishmael and Isaac. It was not possible that the son of the promise, Isaac, should dwell with the son of the flesh, Ishmael. So Ishmael was cast out. Then the Lord gave Isaac two sons, Esau and Jacob. The Lord loved Jacob, but he hated Esau. The Lord changed Jacob's name to Israel, which literally meant one who prevails with God. And then for hundreds of years, the children of Israel were manifested as the chosen people of God. It pleased the Lord to bless the nation of Israel above all other nations on the earth. It was natural that the children which sprang from Jacob's loins should consider that they alone were the Zion and Israel of God. God delivered them time and again from destruction at the hand of their enemies. It was through them and to them that the Messiah came. Yet the unfolding of the mystery, which had been kept secret since the foundation of the world, was also taking place as the promised seed was ultimately revealed not only as the Savior of Israel, but of all the nations of the earth, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. John saw the 24 elders exalting Christ by saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So it is now plainly set forth that the true Israel of God is not that people which sprang from the loins of Abraham in the flesh, but those who were given to the Son in the eternal covenant of redemption by the Father. In doing so, he said, I will shake all nations. As a man who slumbers is awakened from his sleep, so has the word of God gone forth to herald the rising of a new day. He told his disciples, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Where on earth can a man go where this gospel has not been preached? And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Awake, awake, O ye nations of the earth. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Surely it has been brought to pass. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. This was manifested on the day of Pentecost, as men of every nation were gathered in Jerusalem, and the gospel was heard by those who were ordained unto eternal life, and brought to pass as they were scattered to the four winds. The desire of all nations shall come. Now it seems to be quite clear that not all men in the earth have longed for his appearing, but the all here is not inclusive of all individuals. Rather, this has reference to the fact that he came not just to bring deliverance to the nation of Israel, but to every tribe and kindred upon the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the desire of all those who have been quickened by the Spirit and made to hear the glorious good news of the gospel. They have mourned for him whom they pierced, and even now look for his appearing. He said, I will fill this house with glory. That which is glorious to the sons of God and in the Father's sight is that redemption which is wrought by the hand of our Savior. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. The glory of God is manifested in the work of Jesus Christ in procuring redemption for his elect. His own arm has brought salvation unto him. He has done the work which no other could accomplish, and he has obtained eternal redemption for us. Is it not this glorious work which the saints in the ages to come shall magnify him for? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Do you desire to magnify his glory?
For a free CD containing five of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.